know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, bye.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. We begin with a new term that we have to learn, and you may already know this, but some of us aren't cool like me.
Bussies.
Sassy pants.
I'm not cool at all.
I already know about bussies.
Sassy pants?
What is that?
Bussies.
Oof.
Yeah.
Sounds convoluted.
Oh, he's not talking about Jade Cargill kicking out of match on Raw. Paige, I got to show you this video. I'll do it off the air. But
train their camera people.
I like that they're showing women's butts more on wrestling. Uh-huh. But boy, when they put them up in that three count and they kick out too hard, It might just fall out.
Uh-huh. Do you think Paul's wanting us to hear him call the spots?
Like, I think you're talking about Charlotte Flair.
Cena yells him anyway.
So. Oh, yeah. Charlotte Flair is real bad at it. But it's kind of like, well, I mean, if you're getting ready to pick up somebody over your head and throw them down on their back, you should say, you ready?
You ready.
You kind of should.
Prep them.
Back in the day, they grew their hair long so they could hold the hair down.
You don't want to hurt them.
You couldn't see their mouth moving.
Why, you got them in a long headlock, man.
That's why luchadors wear masks, so you can't hear them. You'd hear voices, but you'd say, who's this?
Go back to the taps. Go over the taps before the match.
Well, I've always thought the best wrestlers are deaf ones.
Yeah. Women.
It doesn't matter if they get cauliflower ear.
All right, so there's a new term called screen divorce. What is all that?
You said screen?
Screen, you know, like, you know,
this
screen.
Is like a screen door. Or whatever. Yeah. Like, this is going to be one of those things where you're getting rid of your TV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hang on now.
I know. It's like,
I'd rather give you one of my balls.
Anything with divorce kind of is like, ooh. I don't like that word.
Oh, it's a good song by Wynette and Jones. Check it out.
That is a great thing. Because, you know, I'm a child.
They helped me learn to spell it.
I'm a child of a bad divorce, and that's kind of a negative connotation to me. But that's what this is. This is a new term, screen divorce. It's when you never have to agree on what to watch. Like, you're not going to agree on the same thing. Which happened with my marriage, you know, but we never screened divorce.
What was his go-to show, Chris's?
You know, my husband
Ghost Whisper.
Would Porno. Watch anything that had to do with sports, like football.
He wouldn't watch, like, Rescue Me on Loop or Sirens.
He did watch that kind of stuff, too. What he would do, he would record it and watch it all night long when I was asleep.
I like Monk. I like that Monk.
So you need to go to bed, sir.
I'll tell you that I almost did this one day. It was going to be a $20 joke. I should have done it. Looking back now, it's like, what is $20?
Really?
When my mom couldn't find the Monk movie. There was, at the time, Amazon Prime had a biography about Art Monk for $14 or $15.
You're going to give her the wrong one?
I was.
Oh, that's terrible.
Matthew.
I don't know Art Monk.
I got it for you.
I didn't know Scarpacci played for the Redskins, Matthew.
He's a commander.
So
can you call an Indian a commander now? Is that what we're saying?
I think we should try it. Let's go up to Cherokee.
You know what's crazy about this coming weekend in Cherokee? There's no reservations.
I thought you were going to say they brought back the Survivors rally.
Going to Bristol.
We're going to see Unto These Hills.
There's also another term. You have screen divorce where you can't watch the same TV. You know, like you're in different rooms, which is common because... I would watch documentaries or something scary.
Crabbing. Watch a lot of crabbing.
Shrimp wars.
No.
Big shrimping.
I like real estate shows. Those are good. Those are interesting.
Is Ghost Realtor a real show?
It should be a real show. Okay.
What about Shipping Wars?
Sells haunted houses. Shipping Wars was
a stupid show.
That was so fake but fun.
Shipping Wars.
That one guy looked like AJ Styles and could not like follow the reality show script. It was so bad.
I'm a real girly girl and I try to watch some of that stuff, but I really get tired of it. But I do like Sex in the City.
You know what? Fun one. Are you watching the new one?
Mm-hmm.
A phone one I took a chance on is called Destination X. You seen that one? It's Ooh. A cool little concept. Well,
they drop people somewhere in the world, and they have to figure out where they
have to guess.
The guy
where they
from
are.
Walking Dead's in it.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Yeah. The person that guessed the farthest away is eliminated. But it's got a Big Brother element to it.
So, I'm interested.
I used to watch
that.
Big Brother too.
But how do they fly them in like blindfolded?
They're on a bus.
Yeah.
You can't see out of the bus.
Okay, so
until
you're
going to
be in the United States.
Nope.
Or North America.
Europe. All this is in Europe.
How do they drive a bus over the ocean?
Well, here's the thing. Like, you can't see out of the bus until they let you see out of the bus.
Oh, no.
They wear goggles. Now, obviously, there's some cool edits with it here.
How long are they on the bus?
Well, you...
As long as the wheels are going round and round.
They pack it into... Like, each episode's a different
part of
Europe.
Oh, so you're not living on the bus? Because
Well, yeah, they got beds on the bus. Well, people are hooking up.
Yeah, because, like, the big thing is, like, they show, like, the screens come up.
Yep.
And they can look out and try to figure out where they are. But then wouldn't it be known, like, as soon as they get off the bus and start talking to people?
Well, that's the thing. There are alliances. Not everybody's talking to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
It's got that Big Brother element
and
to it.
And being on a bus would be pretty tense, because I remember riding a bus from San Francisco to L.A. for grad night. The bathroom stunk. It was bad.
What, stunk? Like somebody left a stink pickle?
Like, by the end of it.
They released the brown hostages.
If you had to sit in the back, you were dying. You're just like, get me off this damn bus.
Dude, I want to tell you a cool twist to it, but I don't want to spoil it for you if you're going to watch it.
I mean, I will, but I'll likely maybe forget. But what about the audience?
This is the last episode. So it's happened.
God, it's been on that long?
Like, we're going into the fourth or fifth episode one.
Wow.
The guy had to, and I want to meet the guy because he's from Chattanooga. His name's Biggie from Chattanooga.
Yeah.
He had to convince a person on the bus to guess the wrong spot on purpose, because if he couldn't convince one of them, then he was out. There's all kind of twists to it,
yeah,
man. It's really good show.
That's interesting writing.
And it goes by quick. It's not boring. There's drama to it. There's a chick on there from Florida with big jugs. She's hooking up with the hot mix dude who's a model. Hmm. Like, they put all this stuff together.
On one bus.
Somebody's going to end up banging.
Damn.
It's like with Big Brother.
You say mixed. Does he have women's breasts and a penis?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's like, interesting. Okay.
It's
okay.
Like with Big Brother.
Still doing that kind of programming, huh?
Do you remember Big Brother After Dark back in the day? Like, it showed people.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I've watched it. I added Cinemax back to watch that because I thought it was so cool to hear him cuss. Yep. No, it was Big Brother After Dark.
You could see him hooking up.
I didn't know I had Cinemax until one time I heard all this noise, and it was a sex thing that was on my TV, and I realized that my dog changed the channel because she sat on the remote.
That poor dog gets.
Are you sure
he fell asleep watching Prawn? It's okay.
I did not.
Oh, it was me that changed the channel.
I was in the kitchen and I'm hearing all this grunting and stuff, and I'm thinking,
"What is that? Do an impression."
You know, that kind of stuff.
Sounds like she needs a defibrillator.
I didn't know what it was.
She's an AFib.
She's lost her breath.
I'm loading the dishwasher, and I go in there, and I'm like, "What is going on?" And then I realize, the dog changed the channel.
Don't come in here for like 5 minutes. Give me some time.
Give me some me time. There's also a thing
called... But your husband wasn't at home? Literally, your dog changed the channel.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
It was weird.
Because
I was watching the news or something, and then I hear this.
Sure, you were.
Like, it's kind of like a porno dog.
Well, sometimes I just turn on the news so I can hear what's going on.
Yeah.
But I don't have to watch it. I can just listen to it. And then I go and do other things.
I'm the same way with the radio.
Yeah, you don't have to sit and watch it.
Plus, I'm waiting on a big swerve.
Do. I don't know.
They tell you what these people's jobs are. One guy's job is professional bird watcher. I'm like, come on.
So, on the bus?
You know what? I was wondering, interesting twist would be to take them somewhere in their own city and see how long it's. Because I went to Malden day before yesterday. I don't know what's really called me to Malden. No particular reason. But
it's just right here, literally.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, I went down the exit off there. I was like, when was this all built?
Oh, yeah. Right off
it's
Butler,
like
right?
The damn Minecraft movie. Like,
that's a good movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
So my daughter told me, she said, you would even like watching. I was like, by myself? She's like, yeah, I know you would like this. And I'm like,
I enjoyed it. It was really good.
Okay, well, that gives me confidence then. I thought she heard, because I have a hint of autism, that it might be kind of my movie.
And this show will
give you. What does that mean?
The show will give you clues. You can kind of guess where they are, too. Like, you play along with them. It's just really, you know, context, like certain references, certain cultures, you know, where they're in and whatnot.
Jack Black's not annoying in that movie?
You know, surprisingly, no. He's good. He's had a turn here the past couple movies, man. He's been good.
Give me a couple of days. I will do a review and see if it lines up with
there's another.
It's a quick watch.
Did I tell you about sleep divorce? Let me tell you about sleep divorce. It's a trendy term that means you're sleeping in different beds or different rooms, but you're still, you know, together.
I would do that if I could, only because I snore.
Why don't a lot. You just don't have the...
Yeah, we just got the two. The boys got one of the rooms. I could sleep downstairs on the sectional.
My dad always...
Do you sleep together, though, even?
Yeah, but I snore a lot.
Like the last 20 years of his life, my dad slept on the couch literally almost every night.
Do you snore a lot?
Yes.
I got that thing evidently where you stop breathing in your sleep.
Oh, apnea?
Yeah, but I get it during the day, too.
Yeah, it's got some big name to it. My dad had that, too, but... And I did too. Like, remember, that's why I figured out that I needed to have my tonsils.
It is
out.
Startling when you get the drive-by in your ear, and then you get a leg or an arm across your body, and it wakes you up. But, you know, I love my husband, so I didn't kick him.
I thought you were
going
to say it was a dog.
I didn't kick him out. No, you know, I'm not blaming everything on my dog. I love my dog.
It's the dog's fault.
It's not her fault. She's wonderful.
You got a porno doggy.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Dog changes him. Look, this is the same dog that's stolen her car keys.
No, it didn't steal. It hid her car keys.
Yeah, that's what
it
was. I'm going to get Paige back. I'm going to hide her car keys. I knew somebody couldn't find their wallet and blamed it on the cat.
I think it's Scooby freaking hid Velma's glasses all the time.
She thought I had food or something in my bag, and she took it outside, and everything was all over the patio, like my credit cards and everything, and I couldn't find my keys.
Damn. I like how you threw that in there. Credit cards.
I know.
Everything was everywhere.
You know, the really heavy black ones.
Yeah, three cars, two houses.
When I had the little goodie bag, one of them that Melissa gave me, she stole it, and those were all over the backyard, too.
You had a bag full of headache powders.
I thought you meant the store goodies. I was like, where is one of those?
You had a bag full
There's
of blue
There's also
jeans.
Sam goodies as well. Not affiliated with any kind of headache medication.
I think because medication. I had candied tassels that the doggy smelled.
How big were those suckers?
I was going to say, you start whipping him around, you'd end up taking flight. Good morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Relationship issues is what Fat Boy put on here, but for this caller that's been on hold for quite some time, you said that Fat Boy's a little tease for us. By the way, you have big tease. But the little tease,
I feel like it more now.
With the T-E-A-S-E, was that, is the third time going to be the charm?
Is it?
Is the third time what?
I think that's what he's going to ask us. If three's too much or just the right amount.
Is it three sums? That's what I'm thinking.
Is it?
Let's go and ask Anonymous with relationship issues. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
You know what? Normally, like right now, let's see, in regular people hours, this would be like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, when you're getting off at 5. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, you know, normally I'm excited about getting the hell out of here. And then I'm looking at the weather and I'm like, God bless. I'm going to stay here and use the radio station's air conditioning. I don't want to go outside. This is some bull crap, man.
Well, I don't think so.
Spend the night at work.
I mean, hell. Now, your situation here, though, I understand completely why you want to be anonymous, but what is up with the relationship issues?
I'll just say it this way. I might be making the worst decision of my life again.
Same one again. So now, relationship. I was thinking like this might, does it involve money? Is money part of this?
You know what? In a way, yeah, you're not too far off. Thank but here it is. I'm about to marry the same woman for the third time.
Dang.
Third.
I mean, a bunch of people got that right on the text. That's what they were guessing.
I've heard of two for the same people, but three? I'm like, you didn't learn anything from the first two?
Yeah. I mean, look, I know it sounds, I know it sounds crazy, all right, but it's like, it's kind of hard to explain, but that's why I'm calling in. I mean, you know, me and this woman, we go way back. You know, we're high school sweethearts.
Yeah.
We had our first kiss in the back of her mom's, it was a Dodge Caravan.
Nice.
And it was on the way home from vacation Bible school.
Freaking.
While mom was driving, by the way.
God bless. You go to VBS and then you SIN all the way home. Unbelievable. So
we didn't learn much, did we?
So mom was driving, and then what was she like? Did y'all go to homecoming? Did all that stuff?
Yeah, we did homecoming. We did the whole. She went prom date, and then we ended up. We were together for a while, and we got married for the first time at 25. And you know, I mean, so, you know, without saying too much more, I mean, we got a history. We got a long history together. It's been a long time with her. Yeah.
So her mom was cool with you two making out in the back seat?
Sure, she did.
She didn't know.
No, not really, but like the rearview mirror was kind of busted or turned the wrong way, and we found that little blind spot, you know, and she couldn't see back there, you know, and you climb back, and it was stealthy, and suddenly I'm in the back with her daughter, and you know how it goes, right?
I know. I mean, it was always like, you think about
that's good.
It was church vans, like vans, seats.
They're just minivans, right? Or like regular vans. But
yeah, no. But I'm saying like a van itself leads to, you know, playing with feet. And
you know,
digital insertion things such as that.
same foot.
We said that yesterday, and people popped for that. Let's unpack all this for a second. Like, what went wrong the first time? I have a guess, but I'm not going to make that guess because I will probably be wrong with that guess.
I mean, you may not be too far off on your guess, I bet. But like the first time. I'll just put it on her, and she'd agree. The first time that the things didn't work, it was her. She was not good with money, and I mean like not good. I mean like dangerously bad, like putting us in a bad situation. Like we had about five grand, you know, in savings, and it pretty much got wiped out. But not on like home repairs or, you know, new car or anything. It got wiped out on like Amazon junk and like boutique clothing and like. She never wore it. We had a wine subscription. We had a subscription to like monthly wine. We didn't even drink it. I never even drank any of that stuff. The bottles just sat there collecting dust.
God bless.
You know, she even got in on, what's it called? Like that multi-level like marketing stuff. You know, like those pyramid schemey type things.
No.
Yeah, and she tried to get that started. All baby, I'm gonna make us so much money, and then the money's just flying out the door like way faster than I could get in. You know.
Yeah.
So I guess fast forward a little bit. How long were you single until you got married again?
Not even that long. It was like a year and a half. I wasn't even dating anybody, and I was
trying to get out of debt.
Exactly. I was trying to rebuild my savings, get out of debt, get my financial footing under me.
But then you two got together again, though. Like you got wedding number two. How did that come about then?
Yeah, well, we stayed in touch. I mean, it was about the money, but we didn't like lose, you know, love for each other, and the history didn't go away, you know. And she's dating, and she's mad for like 6 months, but eventually she messages me, and I guess like long story short, we missed each other. Told her money. I said money was it, baby. Like the money was the problem, and we got back together. We got married again, and honestly, the second time around, she was great, and I guess. Okay, I get blame her for the first. I got to take the blame for the second one. This one was on me, second time around.
So what happened with the second divorce then?
Cheating.
I'm not very good at talking my feelings sometimes, but, you know, I was bottling all my feelings up, and like I had a friend pass away, then my mother passed, I was in a pretty bad place, and I kind of went straight to the bottle, and it wasn't good. You know, I started relying on booze a lot. To kind of get me through my day, and then I got a little
boozy.
I got rid of all my wine
this past weekend. Oddly enough, I got rid of all.
There's a lot of boons sitting on the side of the road somewhere.
Yeah. What'd you do with it?
I drank it all.
Oh, good for you.
So let's go back to your situation though. Like you had a little bit of a situation. You probably, that's the thing with idle hands, especially when you're single. It's like I was saying last week. It sucked to be sick by yourself because then you like how were you sick by yourself prior to DoorDash and all that? I don't know how we live.
Right?
But barely. So you she left you essentially because you had, I don't want to call you an alcoholic. That's not fair to say. You had issues with the bottle.
Okay.
Do you prefer to be called an alcoholic?
That was part of it, but then things got a little messy one night, and I cheated on her with a girl at work.
God, you were right. Well, I figured that was one of the two. I mean, that's usually. Marriage, she spends all you savings. Second marriage, you go cheat while you're out drinking some. What was it? Johnny Walker Red? What was it?
Oh, Grandma?
No, I'm more of a Blue Label guy.
Nice. So we're gearing up for part three, possibly. Like, what's going to be different this time? Yeah, well, she became an accountant, and you're an ordained minister now. Like, what happened?
Yeah, I'm a man of the cloth.
Do you the trust is still there after you cheated and you were drinking? Do you think you?
Yeah, like how long have you been sober?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm totally sober now, 18 months. I got that under control and like totally on it and go to meetings. And I'm on top of that. So it's 18 months now, totally dry.
Yeah.
And I feel great. I feel like I'm in better shape, looking better than I've ever looked. And she even came to me and said, look, I've really like taken over with my money and my finances. And she's working now. So she's getting money coming in. So she kind of, you know, she gets it now. Money's got to come in for you to spend that money as opposed to, oh, here's this money for me to just spend whenever I want, you know?
Can you two be together without being married for a third
time? That's what I was thinking. Why don't you try to be a couple first and then without all the other
stress?
Or
what does your family say about it? Like you're parents or do you siblings, nieces, nephews, anything? Like, would they become close to person too?
Yeah, you know, the way I see it is that I could do it. I think, like, I could do it without the paper, but, like, in terms of the family and stuff, like, my sister said she's totally done. Like, she's not even going to come. Third wedding. She doesn't even want to come. My sister's out. My parents obviously aren't too happy. They said they'd be there. You know, my dad loves a good dinner. So, of course, he's going to be there.
Right. Old dad.
But weddings are expensive, and so are divorces.
I know. Like, I would say maybe just do this one on the...
Go elope.
Go elope or... I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Is there a chance you could hold on? If you got to run into work, I get it. But, like, I have so many more things to ask you.
Listen, like, you know, I think that I'll just say that, you know, I got time, yeah. But I just think that what it boils down to is, like, I'd be fine, but there's something about that commitment and kind of committing to one another. And I know it seems crazy third time around, but
commitment. I'm maybe overreaching here, but, like, I've not heard a mention of any kids. Like, do you want kids? Do you have kids? I don't want to say I don't think you have kids, and then you're like, well, I didn't mention that part because that'd make you sound like a bad parent.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. We don't. We don't have kids right now. But I think, you know, I want to. But I guess the thing I'm also kind of wondering, if I'm gonna have kids, am I gonna like divorce this person for a third time, and then we're going bringing the kids into that? And that's the thing I'm thinking about too. What kind of family am I bringing them into?
Right.
Your sister already hates your wife, so
I'm not good with relationships either. So forgive me for what I'm saying to you, but what I would be thinking if I was dating you is that maybe you just don't want me to be with anybody else.
Oh,
damn, Paige! You know, normally when yeah,
that was good.
That's
because
solid.
You keep walking out of the relationship.
Plus, can you even have kids, dude?
You cheated.
Oh, come on.
Are you barren, sir?
No, I'm not. I mean, please forgive me for that, but that's what I was.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.
Break it down. Let's repeat that last line right now.
What did you say, double G?
Live from callrob.com. Studio in Greenville, South Carolina, where it's 129 degrees today. It's time to say celebrities, happy birthday.
Or second.
I hate when they say, well, the heat index is really, I'm like, come on.
That makes zero sense. But it feels like 112. So who's saying it's 99 then if it feels like 112?
Yeah, it really helps.
So your dog is 1,040 outside, so don't leave him in the car. Well,
don't.
Common sense, hello.
Crazy.
Oh, good song.
Do you know the song? Because I'm just now alerted to his popularity. It's the birthday of one Benson Boone.
Oh, I don't know who that is. That's fine, too. I mean, it's okay.
Evidently, he's huge on the scene.
Benson Boone?
I saw him in SNL and didn't know who he was.
Or his grandfather's farmers that made cheap wine.
Or they used to sell cars. Mm-hmm. You know...
Wait for the chorus.
Oh, well, I know
it.
You
don't
know it.
I see.
He's got a big mustache. That gives a clue.
The only big mustache men I know now are Skeensy and Spencer Strider.
Oh, yeah, Skeensy.
Several select cops.
Here we go.
Do girls listen to this and get all soaked?
This is the best part.
With tears.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking.
Sad.
I feel like you don't know where's coming in, do you? I felt like you should have hooked me already.
I need you, oh God.
Sing it, Paige.
Oh, okay, right there.
It's pretty.
So that, what do I know it from though?
Probably a commercial or
Instagram.
Oh yeah, that or a show. Did Sophie Cunningham do a dance to it? That's where I would know it from.
You know, now I learn when people talk about being obsessed with stuff.
Uh huh.
I'm obsessed with women's basketball.
Well, both of you are.
Like, she's good looking and she fights.
And she fights as she's like the Arn Anderson of WNBA.
You watch the whole game or just highlights?
I watched the Sparks game on tape.
Okay.
I already knew who won, but I still watched it.
I watched Paige Beckers destroy my parlay last night. So.
Oh, dang.
I was definitely watching.
She's such an enigma. I will say, I don't know. I'll say whatever Paige says. I'm new to this.
Oh, yeah, she knows him.
27?
Benson Boone is 23 years old.
He's got a name that's destined to be a lawyer or a pop star.
He's young to find all this success.
Same thing with Rob Inario. I mean, you tell me.
Never.
It sounds like Rob Inario strikes me as like a Timothy Oliphant kind of name.
Oh, yeah.
I could see Rob Inario offering free visits to his chocolate factory.
I would guarantee there is no other.
Floating elevator.
He's the only Rob Inario in the world. Gotta be.
I hope
Dude,
so.
I bet you go to Italia. They're everywhere.
Italia.
They run around like Smiths are here. No offense.
There's a lot of Inarios in the boots.
Inario.
This is 2 days in a row we get to play the ER theme song.
Oh, what a blessing.
She played Nurse Samantha Taggart in ER, but she was also Velma in the Scooby-Doo movies. She was in Avengers Age of Ultron.
I said, give me the initials.
LC. She was also in Mad Men for a little bit. Been in a bunch of stuff. Paige, I think, watched Dead to Me. Did you watch that show?
Mm-hmm.
She was in that. Linda Cardellini.
Oh, yeah. She's really pretty.
Oh, yes. Her last name reminds me of oral sex.
She's been around for a long time.
She wears bangs very well.
Wow.
Front hairs. Good looking.
She's cute.
Front hairs.
Looked up with Kovach for a little bit on that show. Because she and Carter could never figure out how to get together.
Like, you know too much.
You know.
I just rewatched it.
Did I tell you what the number one streaming show on Hulu was? General Hospital. That's...
Dude, I can see
believe it.
Especially
that's
with the daily
crazy.
Uploads. These biddies go back in there and watch it. And then they'll watch Bold and the Beautiful. I gotta see what Ridge is up to.
Is biddy an old school way of calling a woman a bitch?
No, I just think it's like... It means old lady, right?
Yeah, but biddy is like... What?
That's kind of condescending.
Biddy, bitchy.
Well, the first time I heard yenta, I was like, is that how Yankees say the C word?
I thought it was only Jewish women that were yentas. But apparently it's just women who talk a lot are yentaing. Anyway, did you ever see that movie, Yentl? It was great.
Yentl.
Barbara...
I don't think I did.
Linda Cardellini.
Yes. 46. I'd like to change it to 48 now.
Are you cheating?
No, I'm looking up the 48. Meaning of Inario right now.
She is 50.
Dang you know, it. Inario is the 810th, 518th most common name in the world. That's the best way to say that. 810,000 people have a more common name than Inario.
Smith has to be number one, right?
Got to be.
Or Chin.
Yeah. Or Pertle Laskowski, I'm not sure.
Mm-mm. Do you recognize this music, Batman?
Goonies, Goonies, Goonies.
It is a Goonie birthday.
Sean Astin.
Nope.
Chunk.
It is Chunk's birthday.
Give me the initials. I'll tell you his real name.
JC. He's an entertainment.
I'm making my ears move like sloth. Does that count?
Your head's gonna explode.
He's an entertainment lawyer.
Oh, Jeff Cohen.
Jeff Cohen.
You said lawyer, and I was like, with a name like Cohen.
Dude, I did not know Short Round was in Goonies.
Oh, what?
Short Round won an Oscar.
Yeah, of course he was. He's also in that new show on Netflix. People are gleaming about it, and I'm like, I don't know, trust your opinion. I don't trust the opinion of people. Chunk is going to be, he's very, like you were saying, very thin and fit now, and you wouldn't recognize him.
He was Chunk.
Remember when Harrison Ford saw Short Round, he had to ask him, are you Short Round? He said, yeah, it's me.
54.
Jeff Cohen.
Jeff Cohen.
56.
He's 51 years old today.
Well, poo.
They say never trust a double-sided coin.
Mm-mm.
Double-sided coin.
Yeah.
We can play this one for the next two people, actually.
I feel like every day an office person has a birthday, I swear.
He's got a niche.
Meredith.
Nope.
Creed.
Nope.
Reggie.
Nope.
Was there a Reggie? You said no, so we'll go with that. Michael.
Nope.
Jim.
It is a woman.
Pam.
Nope.
Phyllis.
No.
Mindy. Kaling.
No. That was yesterday.
Bates. Kathy Bates.
No.
Kathy Bates.
Yes, she was.
She was blonde.
God.
I Dwight, see her face.
Dwight Schrute and
the girlfriend. Yep.
What's her initials?
AK.
Angela Kinsley?
Kinsey. Angela Kinsey. She played Angela on The Office. Dwight's girlfriend. Girlfriend.
She was like the B.B. Newirth of that show.
Lilith?
Yeah. isn't it great when you find out about life and you find out about like Lilith and all that stuff and why her character name was Lilith? It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
She's named after a Lesbo concert festival.
Yeah, that ruined the first Garden of Eden, allegedly.
really?
Yeah, that's what it says. I don't know. It was in Book of Jubilee.
Jubilee.
54.
She is 54 years old.
Paige.
And we'll keep it going for the original star of the original Office, Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
That's how I say his name.
Yes.
It's from England.
Yeah. The only funny thing I saw
him do.
It's
like the way we say Versace is Versace.
Where he walked by a school and a kid called him a pedo. He said, pedo. He said, I'm not, but if I were, you'd be safe, you little fat kid.
God, why has that never been a Facebook fussing name? His last name is File. Middle name is Oscar. First name is Pete. Pedophile page.
I get it.
Thank you. You just think it's funny, huh? Pedophilia can be fun.
I was waiting for you to end it.
Can be fun.
How old is that pedophile page?
60.
Let's go 64 Damn. Years old. Let's play this fellow's music. Got a couple more for you here. Trying to squeeze him in.
Fred, a rerun. No, he's dead.
Rest in peace. He is dead.
Is it from What's Happening?
It is.
Ralph. Hey. Dwayne.
This would be obvious.
Dwayne Wayne.
Nope.
Ralph.
Hang on a second. I just messed up.
Yeah. He's dead, isn't he?
No. I played the wrong damn show because I do it all the time.
I was like, man, that's a reach right there. I tell you, while we're on the subject, the best episode of What's Happening.
This is what it's supposed to be.
Anytime you need a favor. Is it Jimmy J.J. Walker's birthday?
Yes, it is. I can't believe I played What's Happening.
We almost had him on the show.
Go watch the What's Happening episode with the Doobie Brothers.
Oh.
Literally the Doobie Brothers. It's fantastic.
Did you smoke a doobie with the Doobie Brothers? Because I would have.
It does involve doobies. Yes, it's fun. She's a crazy rainbow. 60... 79, just to make 70. Fat Boy giggle.
I'm 78 years old for Dynamite Money. Carly Simon, 82 years old today.
Aww.
Happy heavenly to George Michael. Set your monkey free.
Wham!
He'd been 62 years old today. Anthony Bourdain. Aww. A lot of people like, yeah, like sharing his meme. It's not Boudrain, it's Bourdain.
Real quick question. Did he take his life?
Yeah.
He did.
Okay. Man.
Hanged himself in 2018.
I liked his show.
Loved his show.
He would have been 69 years old.
I loved his, like, philosophy
his style
or whatever. Yeah.
Makes you wonder why he did it. Like, come on,
I
man.
I know. That's like.
Had everything going for him, it seemed. George Orwell, 122 years old. You never know about people, man. Everybody was genuinely shocked.
Depression isn't a bad thing. Like,
it's true. I was asking my cousin, who's a preacher.
Don't cuss.
What if, let's say, Tony and Rebecca were married for years, and Tony was a good, upstanding member of society, went to church, he was a deacon, Boy Scout leader, well, let's not say Boy Scout leader, you know, just really active in the community or whatever.
Until he decided to become a woman.
And then Becky dies, and then when she gets to heaven, she's looking around for Tony, and Tony's not there because he had a double life as a pedophile or drug dealer or trafficked kids.
Yep. All that.
Like, but there's no pain in heaven. So does Becky realize that Tony's burning in hell? I know.
Oh,
he left me on unread. I don't think he knew.
They should have asked for forgiveness. Use that, you know.
Yes.
Are you guilty of
not permission? Ask for forgiveness.
I don't think so.
I mean, there would be no confession of sins if there was no sin.
She had no knowledge of what he did.
If God is your co-pilot, you need to switch seats.
I love that. I told you, I saw that tag or bumper sticker or some, or on a church thing, and I was like, oh, that's pretty solid right now. Because, like, Lord should be driving the car, but that doesn't mean you can drink.
That's probably better than God answers an email.
Is that why Carrie Underwood told Jesus to take the wheel? She was drunk as hell?
Probably. She cut the car up with her chin.
Murdering men. And then drinking and saying, here, Jesus.
Take the wheel.
Guess what? My name is Jesus.
Holy shit.
You've been saying my name wrong for years.
Made.
You stupid bitch.
Jesus Made.
Carrie Underwood.
Wow.
She's really
I like her.
Hated by country people now.
Why do people hate her?
Because they say she was never real country. She was American Idol country. And now she's like all, you know, avant-garde and all that. I'm like, yeah. Well, I mean.
So is everybody else.
It would be hard to keep writing songs about the struggle and how hard life is when you are getting your everything you want at your beck and call. I mean, people are going to change a little bit.
People try.
That's why I don't believe Garth is the same person anymore.
Oh, I just came up with a fussing name. Flair Underwood. He's a black guy with long blonde hair.
Woo! Jesus, take the wheel! Woo! Join us tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Bob Hornin.
It will be Thursday. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.